Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Hull, first off, and I'd like just to welcome you to this radio segment. And first of all, I'm in place of my grandmother, Billy Brim. She's in Israel right now. So, we have a special treat here. Revivalist Josh Radford, and he's been what a great and some wonderful things we've been speaking on here these days previous. If you've been with us before, you've been hearing. And first off, I just thank you, Father, for the purpose, and that's what the Lord's been having, and He has a purpose for this week's radio, and we thank Him in the name of Jesus at that. It is His purpose, not man's. But Josh, I just want I wanted to have you go over, and if you don't mind, the ministry, what you're seeing in the ministry the Lord has for you. I know you being you're born from overseas, but being called to America, what you're seeing, and the things that are happening, and the demonstration and the Spirit and the power of God. But what from that kind of that avenue, what you're seeing and doing, and what's going on, the fruit, if you just want to speak about that, want to go.
Well, first of all, it's such an honor to be here again, sitting in the seat of Dr. Billy Brim here at the Voice of One Witness radio program, and we're on the Oasis Network today. That's where you're hearing us, and so we're so privileged and honored, and we'd encourage you to call and call the radio station, call into the ministry here, and let us know that you're watching. Send us emails, letters, however you want to communicate. Let us know God is touching you through these airwaves. Yeah. You know, our ministry really is twofold.
Okay.
The ministry that God's called me to is an evangelistic ministry.
Yep. Yep.
But it's a ministry of revival, really reviving people, reviving the church. And like I said, it's twofold. Number one, we got to see the church revived. Number two, we got to reach the lost.
Right.
But they're 50, if you you have 100% of something, each one is 50% of what we do. They're very, very important to each other.
Sure.
Because, you know, you can't take dead people to win the lost. You've got to have revived people, and the church must be revived. I never train anybody to win the lost unless we see them revived, full of the fire of God, full of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. You know, if you had to be full of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, then you have to be full of the Holy Spirit today in 2013.
Right.
So it's extremely important. That fire of God, the Holy Spirit, the power is extremely important. I mean, that's what Acts 10:38 says. It says Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power.
Yes.
And we need the body of Christ, individuals anointed with the Holy Spirit and power.
Yes.
So when we go into a church, into a city, into a region, that's what we do. We release the anointing, release the power. We preach on the power of God.
Yes.
We preach on the anointing. We preach on the demonstration and the emphasis on the nine gifts of the Spirit and the church being energized and activated. We preach on all those things, and then we lay hands. We lay hands on people because we think laying hands on people is extremely important. We release the anointing and we release impartation, and people get touched by the power of God and their lives are changed and they're really activated to go into the harvest field. Mm-hmm. We've got to have personal Pentecost in our lives, an upper room experience in our lives so that we can get out of there.
Right.
You know, Peter was a fisherman, but he met Jesus and he got electrified by the Holy Ghost. That's what John G. Lake would say. He said, He said, you know, electricity is God's power in the natural, but the Holy Ghost is God's power in the spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's electricity.
That's good, yeah.
And we've got to connect believers with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's desperately needed in the body today. And really, that's what our ministry is all about, connecting believers with the power of the Holy Spirit so we can win the lost all over the world, in every corner of the world. Listen, the power of the Holy Ghost works in every corner of the world.
Yeah.
I was just with a brother yesterday. And he is a former Muslim, but he got saved and he got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I asked him, and he has a ministry to the Muslim world.
Okay.
And I asked him, I said, what is the most important, the number one most important way to reach Muslims?
Mm-hmm.
And he straight up just told me the number one way is through the supernatural power of God. If you don't have signs, wonders, and miracles, the power of the Holy Spirit moving, you can't reach them.
Mm.
And they need the miraculous. They need the power. They need the Holy Spirit. And if Muslims need that, everybody needs it. Everyone needs it. Jesus did not come just teaching, but he came with a demonstration of the Spirit. He came with a demonstration. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me to release the captives, to set them free, and to cause the blind to see. Jesus was a person of demonstration.
Right.
Paul said, I've not come with just the persuasive words of man's wisdom, but I've come with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
Right.
A witness is a person who is going to demonstrate the power of the resurrection.
Right.
Glory to God. And that's what a witness is all about. And that's what Acts chapter 1 is all about. It says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power to be my witnesses. What's he talking about? The power of demonstrating.
Of the Spirit.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
To demonstrate.
Demonstrating.
That word power there, many of you know this, it means dynamite.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about it, but why don't we see some explosions? We need to see some exploding dynamite in the lives of the believer. And that's what we believe that we are sent to do. To really, in our meetings, what we try and do is we set strategic strategic spiritual bombs in the
oil and
connect them to those that need it. And then we just light the wick and we see what God would do. You know, I believe the Holy Spirit is, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is like spiritual gasoline. You just pour it over everybody, and then you take out a match and just light it, and the fire of God just starts to consume us and move through us. And so you know, that's what all ministry is about, and that's what really revival is about. Revival is not a set of meetings. You know, thank God for the corporate meetings and corporate revival, but revival is not just a set of meetings, but it's a personal work inside of every believer where their heart starts to burn with the fire of God.
Mm-hmm.
Their heart starts to burn with the fire and the passion of Jesus. They fall in love with Jesus and are excited about him again. That's what revival is all about.
Right.
And that's what we've got. We got to see an awakening in the church so the world can be saved. That's what we do. And that's what we're called to. And so we're called to the believer just as much as we're called to the sinner. Right. Oh, glory to God. I'm just excited. I'm stirred up. I'm on fire in
this radio studio today. I'll tell you, that's the one thing I hear Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, speaking about the Spirit and the Word. And he said with Moses, as an example in the Old Testament, he said it wasn't the talking of a bush that got him the attention. It was the burning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The burning caught his attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Word spoke and sent.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have both. And we're having that. And you're having that. And it's powerful to hear that.
You know, listen, people are talking about all sorts of doom and gloom, but I'm here to report
that the
fires of revival are burning from sea to shining sea. Everywhere we're going, we're seeing the fires of revival burning in every single church. And let me tell you something, that is what's happening here in America.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't need to get further away from the Holy Ghost. We need to get closer to him. We need to embrace him with everything we've got. It's the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that's going to shake your city, going to reach your city. It's not some mamby-pamby, wet, wimpy Christianity. That's not what's going to cut it. It's going to have to be bold. It's going to have to be as bold as a lion. Listen, it's Jesus's anointing. Jesus's anointing is not weak, and we carry that anointing. And we've got to realize that that power and anointing that is in us is strong. It's a strong anointing, and we got to move with that. Listen, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within us. Now, we need to start acting like it as a body of Christ. And many people just don't realize what they have. Well, I'm here. I'm like a great information guy. I'm here to inform people what you've got, what God has put inside of you. And it's time to act. Step out of the boat. Step on the water. Act with the word of faith. And move with God and move with the river of God and do what God has spoken by his word. This is the finest hour to be alive.
The best, the finest hour.
This is the greatest time.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. There is no, there has been some great moves of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the Welsh, the Azusa. But you know what?
This is it. This is it.
This is it. We're, this is the best. He sent the best. He sent us.
Saved.
He sent. He saved him.
The best.
I don't,
for last.
You're just, We read him and we talk about him. We're like, those were great times.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you're the anchor on this four-way relay.
Listen, just like God anointed Samson one more time and he killed more Philistines in his death than in his life, I'm telling you right now, by the Holy Ghost, he's anointing us one more time. One more time, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to be upon the church, and we're going to see more come into the kingdom in this last hour than in all the 2,000 years combined.
Oh man!
Whole nations are going to be saved in a day. The harvest fields are ripe with harvest. Now the church just needs to get up and go for it and be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen, if you're out there right now, just lift up your hands in your living room and say, Holy Ghost, fill me to overflowing, and I promise I'm going to move with you. Well, he's doing it right now. If you said that, he's doing it right now. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God would fill your room, fill your house, fill your family, and you would move with God right now today.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It will not end. It will not end. It will not end. It will not end till Christ comes back. This move won't stop.
Amen.
And Christ is coming back for that church.
We're excited about him. We're just blessed to be in the middle of it.
If you guys, you want to reach out to, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for this time. If you want to reach out to Josh, get your information, Josh.
Yeah, if you want to reach out, get in touch with us, listen to any of our messages, go to revivallife.net, revivallife.net. You can find us at Facebook at Facebook/Josh Radford Official. Man, it's been such an awesome privilege to be here today.
Man, we thank you, Lord, for this radio broadcast. You guys, if you want to reach out to Billy Brim Ministries, our email, billybrim.org. It's billybrim.org. You know, you can call us as well. Tell us how much, if this has been a blessing, your experience, the power of God, anything you want to call and tell us, 417-336-4877, as well as our books and tapes. Well, we have a books and tapes store also in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. It's 1-800-972-3447. Thank you once again for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And as my grandmother says, Shalom, Shalom.